From NPR News, this is Day to Day. The wife and children of James Kim have been released from the hospital. The California family had been stranded in their car on an Oregon mountain road for a week. Police are still searching for Kim himself. They hope that footprints, some ski pants, and other new clues will lead to his rescue. Christian Foden-Wenzel of Oregon Public Broadcasting reports.
Helicopters, dog teams, snow cats, and 100 people continue the search for James Kim today. Despite looking haggard with red raw eyes, Jackson County Undersheriff Brian Anderson says there is a feeling of hope.
This is frustrating. I mean, we are so close. You got people who are pouring their heart and soul in here. We are treating this search like we're looking for one of our own family members. We're not going to give up.
One sheriff's deputy has been injured in the search. Anderson says they have followed Kim's tracks from the car down a road and into a small rugged valley.
We're working in the Big Windy Creek drainage area. It's about 5 miles long, and we believe it's about 5 miles from where the car is found. There's another item that we're in the process of trying to recover. We don't know yet if it is related to Mr. Kim or not.
Anderson says a rescue expert will be lowered into the gorge where searchers found the pants to examine that unidentified article. Anderson says they're not sure if the pants were left as a clue or whether it's an indication Kim might be suffering from hypothermia. People in advanced stages of hypothermia are known to mistakenly remove their clothes because of a warm sensation. Oregon State Lieutenant Greg Hastings says Kim set off in tennis shoes, two pairs of pants, a sweater and a coat, but no hat. He's worried Kim was not dressed to spend an extended period of time in the wilderness and that he may be hungry.
Most of the food that he and his wife had with them, they were giving to the children. So he may not have had very much in the way of food, but him and his wife are using berries that they're finding on the ground in the area. And then also utilize the snow for water.
Hastings says they also ran the car engine to keep warm, and when the gas ran dry, they burnt the tires. After 7 days, James Kim decided to set out for help. Katie Kim and her two children, Penelope and Sabine, were found Monday by a helicopter chartered by relatives. She breastfed the 9-month-old and 4-year-old to keep them healthy. Speaking on Larry King Live, Katie Kim's mother, Sandy Fleming, said she's thankful her daughter stayed in the car.
She set out with the kids, but had to go back to the car because she could not carry both of the children.
James Kim, a 35-year-old editor with San Francisco-based CNET, drove up to Seattle with his family for Thanksgiving. After the holiday, they headed south. Once in Portland, they stopped at a chamber of commerce to map out a scenic route to the coast and were warned it may be hazardous. Jackson County Sheriff Mike Winters.
We always ask if you're not familiar with an area, stay to the main road, know the area, maybe contact people. Especially in the wintertime, you can reach snow at the higher elevations, and that's usually what seems to get people in trouble.
Indeed, authorities say the family drove up one road until they hit snow, turned down another side road to turn around, but got stuck. Some people have questioned the use of online map services in rural areas where roads can easily be closed or snowed over. For NPR News, I'm Christian Foden-Wenzel in Portland.